Good morning. Good morning. So, for our next segment of Luke's Gospel of in chapter 6, I named this one "Love Your Enemies." That's basically what Jesus is talking about here. And so, just get into the verses. Love your enemies. Well, that's a topic that some people have a little trouble with. I know in the past that can be tough to do, to have that kind of love for somebody that's really not being very nice to you. It's the kind of love that, I guess maybe the only way, one way I can describe it is that if you've ever been a parent, you probably at one time or another had a child to make a statement like, "I hate you," and it sounds like they really mean it, but your love for them doesn't change any, and so that's the same kind of love we're talking about here, is that God's love for us never changes. It's always, no matter how we feel about Him, He is not changing His love for us, and that as we progress in our lives, at our walk with Christ, that we should try to come to the same place of loving one another, including your enemies. So we're in verse 27, and but I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. And a companion verse to this over in Romans 12:20, Paul here writing, therefore, if thine enemy hungered, feed him; if he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. I think that's kind of like saying that surprise them, be just the opposite of what they expect you to be. And you may gain a brother rather than keeping an enemy. Verse 28. Bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. This one can be a really tough one. I know that it's interesting that when I was reading this one, I was thinking of something that happened to me. I'm going to read it in a couple of references for this. Romans 12:14, bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. And Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Also over in Acts 7:60, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. That was Stephen when he was getting stoned. He wanted to leave the earth being as forgetful as possible. And it was because he knew that because of their unbelief is the reason that they were acting the way they were. And then he hoped that by doing so, possibly, that it might change them. Okay, Luke verse 6:29. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. This one here, I couldn't help but think of a situation that happened to me, and I thank God that, because after I thought about it, I said, if I was hungry and I needed food, I might be tempted to steal it if I couldn't buy it, or if I couldn't get somebody to give it to me. And I had a situation one time where I was driving home. My car was having problems with starting. So that if I kept it running, I could make it, and I needed to go get some groceries and get a prescription. And I had to jump start the car after getting the groceries, and so I wanted to get home without having to try to get a jump start again. So the groceries were in the back seat. There was only a couple of bags. It wasn't like a full week or anything. And I stopped at the CVS pharmacy. I was in there, and said, I'll just run in real quick, grab this prescription, and leave the car unlocked. keys were in the ignition, of course. Back in the days when, you didn't have the ability to lock the car even with it running. And so I ran inside, I came back out, and noticed the back door was ajar. And somebody had taken one of the bags of groceries. And even as upset as I was that somebody stole from me, I later on, after I got over my disappointment and realized that somebody must have been really, really hungry to need to steal the groceries, but they had enough respect for me that they didn't steal the car or made matters worse. And as I thought about it, I said, that I hope that that what they got blessed them. And even though I wasn't a rich person then, I was kind of glad to think that at least that I helped another family out. And I think that's what Jesus is kind of saying here, is that be willing to offer to others in need what you have and what you're able to give. And that's kind of what he's saying here is, and unto him that smiteth thee on one cheek, offer also the other, and him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take the coat also. And it's more from a positive standpoint, that if the person is really, really in need, and also the idea of being smite on the cheek, and I think that has more to do with our words. If somebody's angry with us and they're giving us a verbal lashing, Try not to be counteract that with the same kind of treatment, and try to understand and be loving in that way. And basically, by offering your other cheek, you're saying that I can see that you're upset, and can we discuss this and find a solution type of atmosphere, a loving atmosphere, rather than one of hate. And I'm very guilty of that. Particularly when it comes to the Bible, and I have a bad tendency to get in these debates over doctrine, and I got to be careful that I do it with the kind of spirit that's I know that Jesus would be proud of, and that I'm not alienating a friend, a brother, over my insistence on being biblically correct. Otherwise, that can almost turn into a pride issue. Some companion verses for this over in 1 Peter 2:19. But this is thankworthy, if a man for a conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently? But if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is acceptable with God. And realize too that in God's eyes we've all sinned, we've all come short, and that we got to remember that we're in the same boat as this other person is. Okay, Luke 6:30. Give to every man that asketh of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. Some companion verses for this. Go back to Deuteronomy 15:7-8. If there be among you a poor man of one of the brethren within any of thy gates in thy land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, then shalt not harden thine heart, nor shut thine hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him, and shall surely lend him sufficient for what his needs, in that which he wanteth. Proverbs 3:27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. So if you have the ability to help a brother, help a brother. Also 1 John 3:17-18. Great passage. But whoso hath this world's good and seeketh his brother hath need, and shut up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Basically, if you have something and you don't want to offer it or help a brother, what good is it? How are you benefiting from that? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It's one thing to say that I'm going to help this person or help that person. I'm going to give to the poor and so on and so forth. Well, it's one thing to say, it's another thing to do it. And try to live your life in that way and try to be that kind of a person in truth. Yeah, with Luke 6:31. And as you would that men should do to you, do also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? For sinners also love those that love them. If you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do the same. If you lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thanks have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the thankful and to the evil. So, in other words, don't always think about what it's going to gain you. Try to think about how you're helping that brother, and don't expect anything in return. I always love that theory that I heard it once, that a present isn't a present until it's accepted. And when you give somebody a present, the joy of it is them accepting it, not expecting something in return. And so that we're building our treasures in heaven rather than on earth. And our Father who's in heaven will reward us accordingly to our what we do here on earth. So companion verses to this were in Hebrews 13:16. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Leviticus 25:35 through 37. If thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though be a stranger or a sojourner, that he may live with thee. Take thou no usury of him or increase, but fear thy God, that thy brother may live with thee. Thou shalt not give him thy money upon usury, nor lend him thy victuals for increase. This is the rule that amongst the brother, and this is for the Jewish nation, that it was okay to loan money and receive interest, but not to a brother in need. So it was like kind of a rule back in the days of the Jewish nation, that to the Gentiles you could loan money and gain an increase on it. But to your fellow brethren, you weren't supposed to do that. You could loan them and expect a return, but not to charge them interest. Of course, you know, if you're in the business of, you know, earning a living by doing that, then obviously you got to charge something, but not to be extravagant about it too, I think. Also in Luke 19:17. And he said unto him, Well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. So in this case, this is the steward that took the money that the master had given him and been faithful with it and used it appropriately. And now he was going to gain back more because of his faithfulness. Also in Daniel 12:3. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. 1 Corinthians 3:13 and 14. Every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built upon, he shall receive a reward. That's at the Bema Seat. We get to heaven. That when, anything we did to further the kingdom, and we did in God's direction, is like silver and gold, and it will withstand the fire. Anything we did for ourselves or because we expected something in return, that'll be like wood stub, and will burn up in the fire. Okay, Luke 6:36. Be therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. And just a couple of verses companion to this over in Ephesians 4:32. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. 1 Peter 3:9. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but counterwise blessing, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that ye should inherit a blessing. And that's all I really had for today. It was a kind of a short section, but again, I'm still trying to recover from this cold. So I hope you understand that I just keep these short until I get recovered from this. And let's end with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time. You help us to see how important it is for us to love one another and to love our enemies, and that we should pray for them, that our enemies may become our friends. And we give you all the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys all have a great day.